This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 1st of August. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Norwegian Basin 997, slow moving, filling 998 by 1800 on Saturday, and a new high expected fastnet 1021 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Viking and North Utsira. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Forth. Showers, mainly good. Fisher, German Bight. Westerly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 4 or 5, showers, good. South German Bight, Humber, variable becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, mainly fair, good. Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, north or northwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 until later, fair, good. Biscay, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, fair, good. Trafalgar, northerly 3 to 5, occasionally variable 3 or less in far southeast and far west, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, west Sole, variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7, rain mainly in west, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, westerly or northwesterly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Irish Sea, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers until later, good. Shannon, variable 3 or 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7, except in far north, fair, then rain, good, becoming moderate, occasionally poor later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Bailey, then occasionally 3 later, showers becoming mainly fair in Rockall and Malin, good, occasionally moderate in Hebrides and Bailey. Fair Isle, Faroes, east, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in south, then occasionally 7 later in east, southeast Iceland, rain or showers, perhaps thundery in north, good, occasionally moderate. West, southeast Iceland, variable 3 or 4, fair, good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west 3, 13 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest 3, 35 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south 2, recent drizzle, 24 miles, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 2, 16 miles, 1,013, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 24 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Boomer, west southwest 2, 10 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by north 3, 1,018, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east 3, 11 miles, 1,019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 4, 5 miles, 1,018. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 4, 1,019, rising slowly. Jersey, Northwest 3, 12 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic. Northwest by north 5, 1020. Scilly automatic. West northwest 1, 12 miles, 1022, now falling. Milford Haven, west 3, 24 miles, 1021, steady. Aberporth, southwest 4, 35 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Valley, southwest 3, 13 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west southwest 5, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Valentia, west northwest 2, 24 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west 2, recent rain, 19 miles, 1018, now falling. Malin Head, west by south 4, 24 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, west southwest 3, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure will persist across southern parts of the United Kingdom, whilst further north, a westerly or northwesterly flow will bring showers at times. Into Sunday, low pressure will start to approach from the southwest. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, varying northwest at times, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south, mainly near Firth of Forth. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest 3 to 5, showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west becoming variable for a time, 3 or 4, showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, showers for a time at first, good. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 until later in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then becoming north later, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers at first in west, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest becoming variable at times 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Bristol Channel, showers at first, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 3 or 4, showers at first, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers until later, good. Isle of Man, west backing southwest 3 to 5, then veering north 2 or 3 later, mainly fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West or southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers, mainly good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, showers, mainly good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, west 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, Southwest, veering west or northwest, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Occasionally moderate. And finally, Shetland Isles. Westerly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 for a time in north. Rain or showers, good. Occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And ushers an end to our workday here on BBC Radio 4 this first day of August. 192 days since all slaves in the British Empire, except for those in India, were emancipated, although they remained indentured to their former owners through an apprenticeship system, which, while total abolition was gradual. There's a great explainer on a 2002 edition of In Our Time, which you can find on BBC Sounds, along with thousands of other Radio 4 and general BBC delights, of course. My name is Vijay Ellis. We'll be joining our colleagues on the BBC World Service shortly. Thank you so much for your company. Until next time, have a peaceful night.
Welcome to the newsroom from the BBC World Service. I'm Pete Ross. In a remarkable turnaround, FIFA president Gianni Infantino says he scrapped his controversial plan to sell off stakes in the World Cup to private investment. The boss of the tech company hacked by an open AI agent calls for tighter regulations as more attacks are revealed. Spain says most of the thousands of migrants who entered its North African territory of Ceuta have now returned to Morocco.
Ceuta es una ciudad española.
Ceuta is a Spanish city. And the scenes we saw yesterday, I condemn in the most energetic way.
In Gaza,
we've heard so many reports that they are going to agree, that we have stopped believing that there will be a ceasefire or a truce.
Hamas agrees to completely disarm if Israel fully withdraws from the territory, and
unless anything changes with the rule, we'll have to find a male player and bring them into the team. The female players that are already there will get less game time.
The all-female chess team that have been told they have to add a male player to their squad. All coming up after this.
BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The president of football's world governing body says he has scrapped the controversial plan to sell off stakes in FIFA's competitions. Following widespread opposition from both within FIFA and from regional confederations, Gianni Infantino said the proposal had created division within the sport. He'd first raised the idea on Wednesday and few had spoken out in favour of it. FIFA's chief operating officer blamed Mr. Infantino for the debacle. He claimed the plan had been the brainchild of just one person and Mr. Infantino had deceived FIFA staff. The boss of one of the companies recently hacked by out-of-control artificial intelligence models says AI firms must be held accountable for cyber attacks carried out by their creations. Clément Delong's company, Hugging Face, was breached by a rogue OpenAI bot that broke out of a test environment 2 weeks ago. Our cyber correspondent, Joe Tidy, reports.